Okay, so we're on the Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph. That's where we're starting for this, I guess, this semester. We're in the Maamar of Shmuel, top three lines of the Amud. Yossi, did you prepare?
Yeah.
All right. So you want to read the Gemara?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Every time in Mishnah that it says Patra means Patra Abel Asif, but other than these three cases, which are Patra and Mutter. Tzidis Tzvi, capturing a tzvi, capturing a deer. Tzidis Nachash, capturing a snake. Mafis Morsa, and lambs in a boil.
Okay, so first of all, is this list exhaustive? Let me ask you two questions. Is this list exhaustive, and should you assume that this list is exhaustive?
What are you asking me?
Yeah.
You probably well, if the list isn't exhaustive, you shouldn't assume it's exhaustive. But like the Rishonim do bring other cases, which are also part of the case of extinguishing the fire. On
right. So the Gemara, the Rishonim asked in the case on Chavtas in the Mishnah there. But should you assume, let's say you didn't know about the Gemara and Chavtas, would you have assumed that this list is exhaustive? Tosos seems to back himself into a corner, right, saying, oh, we have these other cases that seem to be Patre and Mutter. But just if you just read this Gemara, you didn't know anything about the Gemara later on, would you have assumed the list to be exhaustive?
Yeah, I mean, he says Bar Mehani Plas.
Bar Mehani Plas. Okay, so who agrees with Yossi? Anybody in dissent?
If you look at the state in isolation, then I would agree with him. If you look at having word using it, so he's using it to prove a certain meaning to.
Okay, so the Gemara is using it locally.
So you know, when you say kol p'turei de Shabbat, it might not mean kol p'turei every single p'turei that exists, but just like the general assumption should be, unless there's another reason to assume otherwise.
Okay, perhaps, but we have a general principle that the Rishonim bring up now and then of ein lemeidin min haklalos. Right? Anybody stumble across the phrase ein lemeidin min haklalos? Comes up in the Gemara, and the Rishonim adopted in different cases that generally, whenever the Gemara establishes a klal, the Gemara says, kol hashavuos benikitas chefetz, or something like that. So the Gemara will establish a principle, then the Rishonim will invoke this other principle that we have of ein lemeidin min haklalos. That when the Gemara gives a general principle, it's usually not exact. There are usually always exceptions. So the question is, in this Maamar of Shmuel, should you assume that Ein Lemeidin Min HaKlalos? You can't establish a general principle. So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. Whether the Ein Lemeidin Min HaKlalos is just a principle that we apply to Maamaros of Tanaim, or whether it also applies to Maamaros of Amoraim. There's an interesting Rashi and Chulin that discusses this. Maybe I'll give you that Mar Makom for next week. But here, at least, Tosos assumes that Shmuel is going to be precise. So he's bothered by the Gemara in Chavtas Amud Aleph. Okay. So how does Tosos deal with the question from Chavtas? Yassi?
Obvious cases weren't included, so I think that's what was Tosos.
Yeah, Tosos says it's too obvious. Yeah. Right, just read that line in Tosos. Just read the picture of Ben Tam. Second Tosos on Gelam and Aleph.
I mean, where is it in Tosos?
Oh, you can start from the beginning of Tosos.
Oh, yeah. Tarak Hanit Tos. Picture of Ben Tam. Ha'ika, ha'zim Tram, the Tarakam and Matika. Mechabas and Nam Neshu Messiara, Vimishri Hakola Shayish and Patr, Umuki Labihola Shayishbos Sakar, Vim Kane, Kupatr Mutter, the Ema Hadavar Shaomi Bifne Pikoch Nefesh.
Right, we have a principle, nothing stands before Pikoch Nefesh. Where does that principle come from? It's Gemara Numa. Right? Gemara Numa. The Gemara first thinks it's based off Chalal Olav Shabbos Echad Kadesh Yishmar Shabbos Harbei. I'd violate one Shabbos that he could keep many Shabbos. And the Gemara says, based off Fechai Behem Loshi Yamas Behem. Alright, so Tosos' answer here is that this is obvious. Because everybody knows that's Milsa de Pshitei. Vetiret, yeah?
Vetiret,
Behem Milsa
de Pshitei.
Good. Alright, it's too obvious. Shmuel is telling us three cases that are Chidushim. Who disagrees, or seems to disagree with Tosos' solution to this problem?
There was other answers given for this. I think the Ramban says, and maybe the Ritva too, that the answer is that the case of Shmuel is when you did a malacha, but you didn't complete it, or it was like incomplete, like you did some sort of malacha, but it wasn't like a complete act or a complete malacha. So that's a case of Patra Mutter. But Shmuel is talking about a case. I mean, but Pikuach Nefesh is talking about a case where you're really doing the malacha, it's just not us.
Right. So do you think that's arguing on Tosis's solution? It's definitely a different answer. So how do you characterize that ostensible machlokas?
I mean, but Garmanson is a fundamental difference in like Shmuel's case and other cases, and that the Isser is not beside Atman. But I mean, at least like we don't really understand the Ramban with a footnote on the Ramban. Some explains that the Ramban is saying that like right, the cases that Shmuel mentions are cases that are like with your beside Atman, not for an external reason like Pikuach Nefesh.
Right.
Whereas Tosfot isn't saying, he's not saying that those, meaning by saying other cases are obvious, I don't think you can necessarily read in that means other cases are obvious because there's an external reason that they're mutter. He doesn't make a distinction between whether something's fundamentally mutter or whether there's
right.
another.
Now, why is that particularly important in the context of our discussion of Matthias Morsa? The difference in formulation between the Ramban and Tosfos.
Like a Nafkamina, or?
Or in terms of just understanding our Gemara. According to Ramban, Shmuel is telling us that these three actions, Tzedas Tzvi, Tzedas Nachash, Matthias Morsa, they don't register as malachos. The description of the malacha that's happening is not sufficient to constitute an Isser Shabbos, or even an Isser Drabbanon of Shabbos. That's the Ramban's solution. Tosus would say, you know, maybe Tosus would say that these cases are, for whatever reason, less obvious. Okay? So, there might be a significant difference just in understanding our context over here, our case.
Like, it's not as simple as whether these things are considered malachot at all.
Okay, perhaps. Okay, let's get one more shita down, then we'll come back to this question. Who seems to have the exact opposite read of either the Ramban or Tosos? There's a third view of what, why Shmuel has only these three. Why not the Gemara and Chavtas?
There's the shita of the Yireiv, not the one that he held by, but the one that Shmuel, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but that Shmuel normally holds that these are malachos she'ed and normally Shmuel holds that those are chayav, but because of that.
Okay, so we'll get to the Bahag distinction. We'll get to you're a little ahead of you are a little ahead of yourself,
yeah.
But you're not really because you acknowledge that you're ahead of yourself. So.
Oh yeah, that Shmuel only mentioned things that weren't in Mishnah.
Okay, that's the Uraim's answer. Anybody might see a Yosef Engel?
Yeah.
Anybody see a Yosef Engel in the Gilyon HaShas?
Oh. We didn't know that way. Yeah.
What?
We didn't know he meant the Gilyon HaShas.
It's a Gilyon HaShas.
Yeah, I know.
Right? And then it's a parenthesis of Yosef Engel.
Yeah.
Okay, so Yosef Engel is... there wasn't so much room to go wrong. So Yosef Engel is a very interesting comment here. I'll read it to you. So what they did is they published Rabbi Yosef Engel. Anyway, you're probably familiar with the Asman Doraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel. It's like a 20th century Achron from Poland. But he has like very interesting insights on the Gemara. So he says on this Tosos, Nichta Betzido, Uve Echad Ha'achronim Reisi Letaretz, Dekivan Devahach Deha Mechabe, meaning the Gemara in Chav Tesman Beis, Haheter Rak Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, Im Kain, Kivan De Pikuach Nefesh, Rak Dechuya, Velo Hotra, Lachain lo chashiv le. To chashiv le rak dvarim hamutarim be'etzem. Mash enkin mishim pikuach nefesh akati iserhu. Elisha pikuach nefesh doche ha iser. Ad kan tochen dvar. So, Yosef Engel is quoting a very interesting view from one of the achronim. Right, what's he saying?
It's a hutra versus
dechuya distinction. Within pikuach nefesh. Okay, and therefore, since pikuach nefesh is only dechuya, so therefore it's not really. It's not really a case of pater mutter. It's like a special exception of pikuach nefesh. Now that's different than Tosos, because Tosos is arguing that it's about a milsa de pshita, it's about how obvious it is. The Ramban is absolutely neutral to whether it's hutra or dechuya, because the Ramban is saying that Shmuel is about the intrinsic characteristics of these malachos. Yosef Engel is saying, look, had pikuach nefesh have been hutra, so then it would have registered on Shmuel's list. But since pikuach nefesh is only dechuya, which means that we don't really allow you to do pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, but it's just a necessary, it's a necessary concession. So that's why it's not really pater mutter. It's just something we allow, but fundamentally it's not mutter. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yosef Engel's answer, and that seems to be the exact opposite of Tosos, because according to Tosos, these cases are obvious. According to Yosef Engel, Pikuach Nefesh is a special chiddush that the Torah allows you to do it, but only begrudgingly so. Okay, so you have three perspectives on what constitutes Shmuel's list, and you have the Yireim who says that Shmuel is only dealing with cases in the Mishnah, not cases that come up in the Gemara alone. Now this is very interesting because what's the case of Mappis Mursa? Let's take Tosis' solution. According to Tosis, why is Mappis Mursa mutter on Shabbos? Ari, why is Mappis Mursa mutter according to Tosis on Shabbos?
Like,
he'll pass for now.
Okay.
Q. According to Tosos, why is Mappis Mursa mutter on Shabbos?
Possibly because of
You say Tsar?
Yeah.
Because of Tsar. But Tsar in conjunction with what? So Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa plus Tsar gets you the special hat there. So now, my question is what is the factor of Tsar? Why is that a matir for Hilchos Shabbos?
I don't know.
Is that something that you would say is an intrinsic property of Mappis Mursa?
Not necessarily.
What would you say? Let me just pose it this way. Do you think that allowing Tsar on Shabbos is more obvious or less obvious than Pikuach Nefesh being Mutter on Shabbos, B'toras Tehuya?
It seems to be less obvious.
I would say a lot less obvious.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Yosef Engel is actually arguing that the cases of Shmuel are Machmas Atzman.
Right.
They're totally Mutter, whereas Pikuach Nefesh is begrudgingly Mutter because it's only B'toras Tehuya. Now that seems incompatible with Tosos' understanding that the heter of Mappis Mursa is B'toras Tsar. Because Tsar can't be a greater heter of Hilchos Shabbos than Pikuach Nefesh itself. So if Pikuach Nefesh is only Dechuya, then Tsar must be something even lower. Right? Wouldn't you agree to that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would say that Rabbi Yosef Engel's solution here is incompatible with Tosa's solution. Okay? So let's come to the question of Mappis Mursa. Why is Shmuel's ruling here problematic? Not just because we had the problem on Chav Tassim et Aleph about Mechabes Haner. Okay, so why is it problematic? Yossi?
Because he holds Malachas Shein and Tzricha L'Gufa.
Okay. Shmuel Paskin's Malachas Shein and Tzricha L'Gufa is
Chayev.
Is Chayev.
And these are the three cases which are Pater Mutter, are cases of presumably Malachas Shein and Tzricha L'Gufa. So, I mean, it should normally be Atzer Der Pater, but because of the special heter, but that doesn't work if you're going to say it's Chayav
Deoraisa. Right, so who poses this question?
Before
the Yireim.
Tosos
quoting the Bahag. The Baal Lachos Kedolos is bothered by this ruling of Shmuel. Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda Melachan Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayav, and yet Shmuel Paskins and Mappis Mursa Tzedas Tzvi and Tzedas Nachash are Mutter, even though they seem to be based on Melachan Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. So how does Tosos solve that problem?
That he's going he's saying this is what Rabbi Shimon would say.
Yeah.
Or Rabbi Elazar.
That's what Rabbi Shimon would say. But Shmuel himself can't hold of these three halachos. So Shmuel himself would pasken Mappis Mursa's aser. But Rabbi Shimon, who holds Melachos Shein Tzricha L'Gufa's mutter, so he Melachos Shein Tzricha L'Gufa's potter, he could allow this case. That's the Tosis solution based on the Bahag's question. Who cannot take Tosis' solution? Who clearly disagrees with that answer? Ayala, do you see the Tosos?
Yeah.
Do you see the other Rishonim on this Gemara?
A bunch of them.
Okay, so who clearly doesn't buy into Tosos' distinction? We could also pass if you want.
Yeah, pass.
Okay, Jennifer, who disagrees? Who can't hold the Tosos' answer? It's impossible for him to. Feel for pass. Sure. Q, what do you think? Jeremy, what do you think?
I mean, for the other three options of how to explain it not like justice, it wouldn't be a problem necessarily if you don't say.
We have an internal steer in Shmuel. Shmuel says Machshe and Shichel Gufas Chayiv. Shmuel says.
I'm saying if you say here the Hetzer is not because of Machshe.
Okay, so
they don't want to even be an issue.
Okay, so you might just deny Tosa's assertion that the heter is based off Malachas and Tzricha Legufa, but I'm saying who has to deny that? I mean, who has to disagree with Tosos, and who clearly doesn't hold of Tosa's solution within Shmuel?
The Urim?
No, the Urim disagrees with the Bahag solution, which we'll get to in a second. But how do you know that this problem, like, sometimes if you have a good solution, right, so Shmuel is saying, I'll leave it there, Shimon. The Leilu Sphirale, which you have sometimes. But there's clearly a Rishon out there who disagrees. Oh. There are Rishonim out there who clearly have to hold that there's some internal reconciliation within Shmuel. That's not a trick question.
I don't remember, but maybe it was the Ramban that said these weren't Malachas and Tzricha Legufa. Or it might be confusing.
I don't think the Ramban. Yeah. The Ramban? I don't think so.
He's not a Rishon, but he disagrees with the whole model set. It doesn't work with the model set, like by their Chai.
Who?
I think Tosfot one doesn't.
So why? Okay, so why is Reb Chaim offering a different solution to Tosfos?
Oh, so that's the Ram, because Reb Chaim is in the Ram.
So does Ram disagree with Tosfot's solution? In Tosfos, you have an implicit acknowledgement that Shmuel's Memra on Daf Gimel is incompatible with what we know from Shmuel later on in the Gemara, that he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that Malachas Shein Tzricha Legufas Chayiv. But the Ram clearly has to disagree, because Ram in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel of Hilchos Shabbos rules how? Ram paskins like Rabbi Yehuda Malachas Shein Tzricha Legufas Chayiv. Here it's Aleph Zion. Kol ha'osem malacha b'shabbos, af al pi she'ena tzricha legufa shel malacha, chayiv aleh. Ram paskins, malacha she'en tzricha legufa's chayiv. Like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't paskin like this, Ram. We paskin that malacha she'en tzricha legufa's potter. But the Ram paskins malacha she'en tzricha legufa's chayiv. And then the Ram later on, in Perek Yud, maybe?
Yud Zayin.
Perek Yud, halacha Yud Zayin. How does Ram paskin on Shmuel's case? Ram paskins that mafis morsas potter mutter. So wait a second. Tosos held that that's an incompatible shita, but the Rambam goes ahead and the Rambam actually paskins both of them. Hamafis shchin b'shabis k'dei laharchiv piyamaka k'derech sharof and osin. So if it's laharchiv piyamaka harei zechayiv mishumaka patish. Ve'im hefisa lahotzi mena halecha harei zemutter. So Rambam says if you're simply what is mafis morsa? You're draining pus out of a wound. So if you do it the right way, if you're just doing it to drain the pus, so then it's mutter. I'm lachshen tzrichel gufas chayiv. So how did the Ram paskin both of them? Actually, see the Ram disagreed with Tosos.
I don't have the Ram in front of me, but he's telling me about kavana, like you don't have so maybe it's a lachshen and like it's only.
A davishin miskaven?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. It could be, but I'm saying before we get to the solution of the Rambam, I'm just saying it's clear that the Rambam Tosos held that Daf Gimel is incompatible with holding Malachas Shein Tzricha Legufas Chayiv. The Rambam has to hold they're compatible because he paskins both of them. Right, now we have to figure out why is that true. Okay. Yeah, because here the Rambam paskins Malachas Shein Tzricha Legufas Chayiv, and then later on he paskins Mapis Morsa's Mutter. So if the heter is based off Malachas Shein Tzricha Legufa, then there's a contradiction.
No, but I'm saying, based on Khan's question, doesn't it matter how you reconcile the Rambam? Actually, depends on what he's actually. I think he might not disagree. Because the line between Malachas Shein Tzricha Legufa and Devar Shem Kavin are blurred. So if I forgot who's like whatever what through so we saw to that. But if you say that meaning I see you're saying because no matter what, there's no contradiction. Because even if you say they just right, fine, never mind.
All right. We're in agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do we solve the Rambam's problem then? Here you can't give Tosfos an F. So what's the most radical solution that you've seen? Now, Yossi was right. The Bahag also gives a solution. So what does the Bahag say, Jeremy?
It says, here it's Hezek Darabim Shani.
Yeah, that's incredible. Why is that incredible? Okay, but it might be hezek dibra. I mean, it might be painful. I mean, he's also talking about tzedas tzvi and tzedas nachash, right? So you see a snake in Rishus Rabbim.
There's a principle that hezek derabim is not always mutter, I think.
Yeah, generally we assume it's not. Right? Hezek is not pikuach nefesh here. Pikuach nefesh is mutter. Tsar, or you know, hezek here is some lower form of a concern. So why is this a problem?
The problem is the Reim brought it. Like, how could that be overridden?
Exactly. That's the Reim objection. How could this? That's what Jeremy's saying. Also, this. How could this concern of hezek derabim or tsar? How could that override an iser daraisa? So every melacha of Shabbos now you're going to say is mutter if it's causing you tzar? So you're uncomfortable, so you could do a melacha of Shabbos. Is that not what the Ireim is suggesting? So you have an uncomfortable wound, so you could violate Shabbos, take care of it. That's how the Ireim attacks the Behag. Never find tzar overriding a melacha d'oraisa. Pikuach nefesh, yes. So what do you think? What do you think the Behag meant? But the Bahag can hold it's a Malacha Shein Tzvi Chalagufa because we're trying to show that Shmuel holds Malacha Shein Tzvi Chalagufa's Chayiv. According to Shmuel, is a Malacha Deraisa.
Right, but he's saying if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that is.
But he's acknowledging that Shmuel paskens like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the contradiction. Mapis Morse is Mutter, Malacha Shein Tzvi Chalagufa's Chayiv. So Tosa says, no, Shmuel, right, those are inconsistent, but we're holding Malacha Shein Tzvi Gufa's Mutter over here. But the Bahag wants to maintain or passing Malacha Shein Tzvi Gufa Chayiv, and it's saying that for some reason, Tsar overrides the Malacha. Right? So the Reim says that makes no sense. Rachel.
I think you just have to work, I don't know, you just work Hezek Rabim to not be an external factor, but to be like, that once you have a factor of Hezek Rabim, so then it's not a Malacha at all, right? That like, so specifically with the case of Tzeda, I don't know how Tzeda works in general, but like, maybe the, whatever, like, you know, you get to the nature of what Tzeda is, so then once there's a factor of Hezek Rabim there, so it's not Tzeda at all anymore. So it's
okay,
not,
that's a very good suggestion. Is that what you're going to say?
No.
Okay, so what were you going to say?
I was going to say, just instead of saying it's Malacha Shein Tzrich Lugufa, say it's Davar Shein Amiskavein, or say it's Malacha Shein Tzrich Lugufa, that's not Nichale.
But do you think that's what the Hag is suggesting?
Probably not necessarily. Unless, I mean, it's a way to get out of the problem.
The problem, per se. I'm saying within the Bahag for a second. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe another issue was that even though...
Within the Bahag?
Within the Bahag. That even though Malacha Shein Tzrich Lugufa is tied to a right, so like, it's still somehow a lower form of Malacha. So really
that would be very interesting if that's true. That I want to try to discuss next week. Is it possible, and you'll see this with Davar Shein and Miskavin also, you have Machlokas, Malach Shein Tzrich Lugufa is a Chayver Pater, Machlokas Vida Reb Shimon. So even Rabbi Yehuda holds Chayiv, does he hold that it's Chayiv on the same level as a regular Malacha? Meaning he just denied, the Machlokas Vida Reb Shimon is essentially whether you recognize that Malach Shein Tzrich Lugufa is any different from a full-fledged Malacha, or everyone acknowledges that Malacha Shein Tzrich Lugufa is somehow weaker than a normal Malacha. The question is whether that's sufficient to exempt you from a Chatas. If you take that latter approach, then you might say, like Yossi, that coupled with Hezek Derabim or Tsar Derabim, then maybe you could say that you'll have a Heter. Right? But it's still a Chiddush, because you're knocking it down to Mutter. You're not even knocking it down to Pater. But that would be interesting. You have the same question with Davar Shein Miskavim, the Psik Resha. Let's say you pass in, wait, everyone agrees that Psik Resha is Chayiv. Right, even though Davar Shein Miskavin, let's say you'll hold his potter. So is Davar Shein Miskavin bipsik resha, does that get you back to a normal chiyuv chatas? It's a full-fledged malacha. Or we'll say that you're chayiv even though there's a lower status. Okay, and we'll explore some of the nafkamina next week. That's a possibility for the Ireim. But you'd have to assume that malach shen tzichel gufa chayiv is still lower than a normal malacha. So who goes in Rachel's direction? Not necessarily within the Bahag, but in understanding the heter of Shmuel. Now what's happening in Mapis Mursa is not just the normal principle of Malacha Shein Tzrich Lugufa Pater, but there's something more fundamental at work. I mean, and we've internally undermined its stature as a Malacha. I don't think the Ritva.
Magi Mishnah?
Yeah. Magi Mishnah. Okay. Magi Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin. The Magen Mishnah makes a similar suggestion. What does he say, Jeremy?
He says that it's not the Gemara Malacha of Makav Patish.
So this is very interesting. He does say, it says it's not a Gemara Malacha Makav Patish, but do you think it's limited to Makav Patish? Let's step back. What's the Machlokas Ramam Ravid in Parakit Alacha Yad Zayin? Everybody have the Rambam?
Rabbi Yehuda versus Rav Shimon.
What?
Whether you pass on like Rabbi
Yehuda. I don't think so. That in Yud Yud Zayin. Parakit Alacha Yud Zayin. Yud Yud Zayin is the Makas Morsalan. Anybody see the Rambam Ravid there? Q, do you see it?
I remember just saying a lot. That's obviously you disagree with, but I don't remember where it was.
In Yud Yud Zayin. You thought that was obvious? That Machlokas? Are you allowed to see it? Yud Yud Zayin. What does the Ravid argue on? What would Mapis Mursa be also? Which malacha would it classify as? Mapis Mursa b'Shabbos. So the Rambam says that it would be Makav Patish, because now you're actually opening up the wound, and like you're perfecting it. So it's like mitakein. You're finishing it off. But the Ravid disagrees. Nuscha achrina malacha is bone. Maybe it's part of the Isser bone. Why? Because you're constructing a Pesach, and you're making an opening now. So the Magen Mishnah here comes along, and he says, "V'atam sha'afasas hamursa hu gemar melacha k'shehu laharchiv pi amaka v'shelo k'divei Rashi shekasa mishum bone u'k'shehu lahotzi mimenu lecha eino gemar melacha v'yi efshar lava b'achiyuv makav patish." What's his solution? Jeremy, what's his solution here?
I feel like he's getting rid of any other factor besides Makav Patish, and he's saying.
But why is that necessary for what he's saying? Makav Patish says, I have a solution to the Rambam's problem. This case, the Mapis Mursa doesn't register as a malacha. You haven't done it the right way. But why? Because the Rambam happens to hold that it's Makav Patish. Had the Rambam held its Malachas Bone, then the Rambam couldn't have maintained that it's Mutter. It's something unique to Makav Patish as a Malacha. Right? So therefore, he argues, Makav Patish, by definition, has to be the finishing of the construction. The last blow. But if what you're doing is just Lahotzi Menu Halecha, so then you haven't done the proper Tzura of Makav Patish. So in other words, Ram's psak in Halacha Yid Zayin here is a function of the details of Malachas Makav Patish. And for some reason, Mapis Mursa doesn't register. Yeah.
Well, Tiran Nachash, you mentioned that Pikach Nefesh could be a reason, right? He said Tiran Nachash, the Magen Mishnah himself could either.
Right. That's why the Magen Mishnah has to kind of fall back on Pikach Nefesh for now. Rachel's pointing out the implicit problem. That'll help you for Makav Patish. That won't help you. This answer of the Magen Mishnah won't help you for Tzedas Tzvi or Tzedas Nachash. Right? Because you can't say that's Makav Patish. That's an Isser of Tzeda. So therefore, the Magen Mishnah has to come along and say that maybe there's a different rationale for Tzedas Tzvi and Tzedas Nachash. And according to Tosfos, at least you have a unified Ptur for all three of Shmuel's cases. It's Malachash Shein Tzvi Chalugufa plus Hezeka Deravim. According to the Magen Mishnah solution, so you could have different rationales. For Mapis Mursa, it's that this isn't Makav Patish, so it's not a Malacha, it's totally Mutter. For Tzedas Tzvi, Tzedas Nachash, he's not sure. Either it's because of Pikuach Nefesh, which would, by the way, seemingly undermine whose answer to our first question.
Tosos.
Yeah, both Tosos and the Gion Yashas. Right, because he's arguing that Shmuel is based on Pikuach Nefesh, maybe. Right, so those would be inconsistent. So now, so the Magen Mishnah wants to, what are his two suggestions? One of them is Pikuach Nefesh for Tzedas Tzvi and Tzedas Nachash, which is a Chiddush. Or what's the other solution for tzeda?
Also, there's no gemar malacha there.
No, he says it a little differently.
Or no,
what does he mean?
Because it's done in the lav kedarko.
He said like it's, I'll explain it there or whatever.
Right, she'eno tzad kedarko. So what does that mean? You notice the Reim had a similar line in his answer when he was arguing with the Bahag. What does that mean? Eino tzad kedarko. Right, the Ram also paskins that tzedas tzvi tzedas nachas are totally mutter. Why? Can't be based off malachas shein tzvi chalgufa. So what does it mean? Ein derech tzeda baka. How do you understand that, Q? How do you explain that?
Regular tzeda is for the sake of you know, trapping it to eat it usually. So when you're, as you see, you're trapping, your kavana is to trap it for a positive purpose as opposed to trapping it to prevent something negative.
By definition, trapping, the isser is not trapping. Right? The isser is something more in line with hunting. Right? You want the animal for its own purpose. So if your trapping is just to prevent damage for the public, right, it's defensive trapping. So then that doesn't constitute Malacha Shabbos. Similar to a concept we find later on, which is what he points to, that the whole Isser of Tzedah is only by something that's Bimino Nitzad. The whole Isser of Tzedah is only for species which are normally trapped. Because it's a stipulated definition of the Malacha. Just like Makav Patish. So in that sense, if you take that second answer of the Maga Mishnah for Tzedah, so then the similarity between Makav Patish and Tzedah is that you just haven't violated these Malachos. I mean, this seems to be actually in line with the Ramban's comments to our first question, that this is something internal to these malachos that they don't register as the lamentas. There is a malacha of tzeda, there is a malacha of gemar malacha, but these things just don't fit the bill. Good. Any questions? Okay. What about the Sefer Abatim? Sefer Abatim was quoted in the Magen Mishnah here. Do you think that the Sefer Abatim is saying something similar? Do you think he's saying the same thing as the Magen Mishnah? It's a small print inside the Magen Mishnah.
It's not really just a mishnah. It's like explaining conceptually why it's not a malachim, but not just.
Not disagreeing to Magen Mishnah.
Yeah, the Magen Mishnah just took for granted that he holds up Rabbi Yehuda, which will hold up Rabbi Yehuda, and then the Sefer Abatim is explaining why conceptually that's true, redefining Machashim Shichal Gufa.
Okay, I'm not sure if the Sefer Abatim is so different, right? He might just be saying something very similar, but I thought he is a more general emphasis than the Magen Mishnah. That the Magen Mishnah is talking about Meleches Tzeda and Meleches Makav Patish. Sefer Abatim seems to be saying that, look, Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa seems to knock down Melachos one level. Right? You're not doing the Melacha for the same tachlis. You don't have the same goal in mind. But let's say you do any of the Lamatas Melachos, but just for an absolutely different reason than the Torah stipulated it. Torah says this is usher if you do it for X, and you do it for an absolutely different reason. So there might be one level such that it's Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, but there might be a greater level of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa where it undermines every Malacha's definition as a Malacha. Okay, I'll give you an example. Turn to Tosos on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. You have over here towards the top of the Amud, Ayin Gimel Beis, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ravashi, Amar Rabbi Ami, Zomer Chayiv Mishum Noteya, fine, a couple lines down, Amar Rav Kahana. It's, you see Tosos, Zomer Vitzarach Leizim, so it's like four lines in the Gemara above that Tosos. Amar Rav Kahana, Zomer Vitzarach Leizim Chayiv Shtayim, Achas Mishum Kotzer, Achas Mishum Noteya. So if you prune trees, and you want the branches, you want to keep the branches, so you're chayiv two chataos. Why? Because you violated the Isser of Noteha, planting. Because through pruning the tree, now it's going to grow stronger. That's an Isser of planting. And B, you're Chayev Mishum Kotzer. Why? Because you're keeping the branches. What do you think of that Gemara? Chayev Shtayim for one Pula. Chayev Shtayim because you violated two Malachos, one action. Is that obvious that you violated two Malachos here? Notice how the Gemara qualifies Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim. Unless they ain't tzarech le'etzim, what would you be chayev for? Just for pruning, which would be an Isser of Noteya, planting. But you're not chayev for kotzer because you don't want the branches. So Tosfos asks, wait a second. Shouldn't that depend on the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and Davar Sheinu Miskaven? Because you're doing kotzer kotzer, you're cutting the tree. So you've done the malacha of kotzer. Now whether you want it or whether you don't want that should be contingent on whether Davar Sheinu Miskaven is chayev or potter, machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda Shimon. But the Gemara never qualifies it. So you're going to say that the Gemara 9 Gimel Beis is only a libud de Rabbi Yehuda? That Davar Sheinu Miskaven is chayev? Sorry, the Gemara is only according to Rabbi Shimon that Davar Sheinu Miskaven is potter? And that's why you need kavana of tzarech le'etzim? Right? So what is Tosfos' answer? Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim. Sorry, v'tzarech le'etzim. Nira da'afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda d'mechayev malacha shein tzricha l'gufa b'inan tzarech le'etzim. Delo mikri be'etzim kotzer ela be'inyan zeh. By definition, the malacha of kotzer needs your kavana. Without kavana, you haven't violated kotzer at all. So what Tosfos is saying over here is something, I don't know if it's identical to the Sefer Abatim or a little different, but Tosfos is saying that at least there are certain malachos which are defined by their action. And then you have machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Chayev or Aser or Mutter, Beinu Miskaven. But there are other malachos which are defined by their kavana, by definition. And therefore, everybody would agree that Beinu Miskaven, you're not going to be chayev. Because you haven't violated that malacha. Give you another example. There's a Gemara in Ksuvos, and Daf Vav. Don't think I brought it. A Gemara that talks about this. Let's say you put a rag inside a bucket to stop up the hole, the spigot of a bucket. Okay. So the Gemara says maybe it should be usher to put it in. The Gemara says no, it's fine. Okay, you can take a little rag and put it in to plug up the barrel. So Tosfos asks, why is that okay? Shouldn't that be an isra of mefarik? Aren't you going to have some kind of schita? Aren't you going to be when you take it out, or when you put it in, isn't there going to be some liquid that comes through the rag? That's kind of a schita. Or mefarik, you're taking something out of something else. I say, okay, maybe it's davar sheinu miskaven. But it's a psik resha. Because it's necessarily going to happen. So Tos says, okay, maybe it's a psik resha lo nichale. Maybe you don't really care about it. Okay, but psik resha lo nichale, Tosfos thinks is aser. In fact, the aruch, which we'll discuss in a little bit, one of the aruch's proofs that a psik resha lo nichale is mutter, is from that gemara in Ksuvos. Because you see, you're allowed to put the rag into the barrel, even though it's psik resha lo nichale. So Tosfos argues no. Tosfos argues that some malachos, at least this malacha mefarik, by definition requires kavana. So if you don't have any kavana that you want to keep the liquid after it comes out of the cloth, then you haven't violated the malacha at all. And that's not contingent on the machlokas of Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, Davar Sheinu Miskaven, Aser Mutter. Everybody agrees that certain malachos are defined by their malacha, are thereby defined by their kavana. Okay. So I think that's what the Sefer Abatim is getting at here also. Is that there's a level of Eino Miskaven which is so strong, there's a level of Eino Tzricha Lugufa which is so strong that even Rabbi Yehuda would admit in those circumstances that you haven't violated the Malacha. Yeah?
So there are some malachos that are like literally defined by the Kavana, like, I don't know, like Korei Almanat Lichbor or something like that. So why are other certain melachot also defined by the Kavanah Mishnah?
Why
are other melachot, like, defined, if they're defined by the Kavanah, why is that the Mishnah?
Right. I mean, why does the Mishnah only list Amanaflit for...
Right, so, like, there's certain, like, that makes sense why those would be defined by the Kavanah, because it lists it as per the melacha, but the Kulzer doesn't say anything about, like, Kulzer Amanaflit.
Right, so I think they would say that, let's say the act of tfira isn't defined by your kavana, the act of korea is not defined by its kavana, or the act of soser is not defined by its kavana, but the malacha is defined by its kavana. When it comes to kotzer, so the act itself is defined by your kavana, because the act is, I guess, is not defined as just chopping. The act is defined by, you know, collecting wood. I think that's how they that's the solution. So you have here is you have, I think we have three or four solutions to this problem of Shmuel. We have Tosa's solution, that Shmuel is an internal stira, but Shmuel is only talking a libid Rabbi Shimon, even though he doesn't pasken that way. You have the Bahag's radical solution, where he seems to say that Hezekah de Rabbim is sufficient to override a Malacha de Oraisa. Right? And if you take Yossi's answer, Yossi's suggestion, then it's not that Hezekah de Rabbim could override a Malacha, or Tzar could override a Malacha de Oraisa, but it could override Rabbi Yehuda's malacha shein tzricha legufa chayev. Then you have the Magen Mishnah solution that specifically tzad and makar patish are defined narrowly, and if you don't have kavana or you don't do the tzura of the malacha in the right way, then you haven't violated the malacha at all. So defensive tzad is not tzad, and getting the pus out of a wound is not fixing the wound unless you're actually like stretching out the opening. So it just doesn't classify. It's interesting that the I don't think the Magen Mishnah says anything about Kavana even. Now, this is actually an important point. I think you could read the Magen Mishnah carefully, where the Magen Mishnah isn't saying that you have a different Kavana here. The difference between Laharchi Pi Amaka and Lahotzi Es Halecha is that the process, the activity is actually different. Look back at in Perakit Alachi Yedzayin for a second. Hamapishchin b'shavus k'dei laharchiv pi amaka k'derach shaharofen osin shehin miskavenim b'refuah laharchiv pi amaka harei zechayim mishem maka patish v'im hefisa l'tzorech lehotzi men halecha sheba harei zemutar. So you think you could read this Magen Mishnah and the Rambam as talking about two different processes? Not just two different kavanas in what you're doing? What do you think? Right, but that seems to be just describing the process. Right, the way Kiderach Sharofen Osenin Shehein Miskavnin L'Refuah. Miskavim l'refuah is like describing the activity.
What's the
Rashi
when he says it's okay?
What?
What's the
Rashi
when he says it's okay?
Mutter.
There's somewhere where I can't remember where we read this that it seemed more explicit that the piyamaka and then there's merely a piercing to get up the.
Yeah, I would say that seems to be what the Magen Mishnah and the Rambam are getting at even. So it's not even a difference in Kavana per se. It's just that whether you're widening the wound or whether you're just, you know, extracting what's inside. But for the Sefer Abatim, so it's all a matter of Kavana. Because Sefer Abatim is saying is that the Kavana here is defining the Malachas, like you saw on Tosfos and Ksuvos Daf Vav with the barrel, and like you see on Tosfos 9 Gimel Beis, where just Kotzer is defined by Kavana. Okay, so these would be very different solutions to the problem of the Rambam, Sefer Abatim and the Magen
Mishnah.
Kederach Sharofen Osin K'shem Miskavnim Lasos Melacha.
I'm saying like okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how really like when doctors are trying to treat you, this is what they
and
that's what they do.
That, and then the second word, even if you sell to Alicha, he just assumed that the important part there is not intention, but just that it just seems that whenever you do it to Alicha, then the mindset, the mindset is different.
Right.
Okay.
And if you look at, I don't think the Magen Mishnah says anything about Kavana. Batam shafas tamorsa hu gemar hamalacha kishehu laharche piyamaka. Uchshilahotzi menalecha eino gemar malacha.
I think it does depend.
V'efshar lavo b'chiyuv maka patish hu gemar malacha b'shum panim.
I don't know if there's a difference in the actual mitzvah, but it's just a difference in the mitzvah and the context of, meaning, it's not, you can still say that your kavanah is not important, but I think it's just that, based on what your kavanah is, that meaning, then, like, the mitzvah is different.
Right, so you want to say you're saying that he's identical with the Sefer HaBatim?
Yeah, meaning that's what we're trying to say before, the Sefer HaBatim.
Right, I understand. But I think that I'm saying you could read the Rambam very easily, and the Magen Mishnah is not talking about kavanah, just about a different process, which would be very important. Okay? And now the Magen Mishnah would probably have to concede the point when it comes to Tzeda, that Tzeda, Kavana Lahatzil or Kavana to trap, is purely a matter of Kavana. Because you wouldn't say that there's a different kind of trapping to prevent something from damaging than there is just to keep it. I don't know, maybe there is. I don't know. What's Reb Chaim's solution to the Rambam's position here? Reb Chaim's position is a radical one. And has important ramifications. What does Reb Chaim suggest? Let me just make one other point on this Kavana issue, and this touches on Yossi's point also. The Ran has a very important shita. That both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon will agree that Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Pater when it comes to a Tolda. The Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is only when it comes to Avos Malachos, not Toldos. Why? Why would you limit that? Misvara. He doesn't quite explain. Why? What would you say?
You think that, I mean, depending on how you see the relationship between the Avon and Tolda in general, you think that Tolda is, like, I guess, by nature, something that we say, you know, start, like, you know, Tzricha L'Gufa, or it's just something that, like, I don't know.
I say more than that, because if you hold Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa's Chayiv, then who cares that it's Ein Tzarich L'Gufa?
No, that's the point. Being, I don't know.
So the Rav wanted to explain the Ran this way. The relationship is not so different from what you were starting to suggest. The relationship between an Av and a Tolda is that the Tolda has the Tzura of the Av. It has a similar character. Its structure is similar to the Av. Its template is similar. But its Tachlis is always different. Its goal is usually different. Amlacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is predicated on the fact... Sorry, I said that backwards. A Tolda usually has the same goal as the Av, but its Tzura is different. The manner in which you do it is different. So for example, let's say Hotzah and Achnasa, assuming one's an Av and one's a Tolda, or Hotzah and Dal Ramos, right? So they're similar, they have the same goal of getting things to a different destination, but they're different kinds of carrying. So therefore, the Rav argues, so the only similarity between an Av and a Tolda is that they have a similar Tzura. The similarity is that they have a similar Tachlis, they have a similar goal, even though their Tzura is different. That's his suggestion. The fact that it's so complicated shows you that's not a clear-cut distinction. But the suggestion is that the relationship between Av and a Tolda is that the Tolda has the same goal as the Av, even though it has a different, it's done differently. And yet, Malacha Shein, the whole premise of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa will knock out the only connection that an Av has to his Tolda. Because it means that it doesn't have the same Tachas anymore. So therefore, both Abhir and Abshimon will agree that Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Pater when it comes to Toldos. Okay. That's kind of a clever way of trying to show where sometimes it's not just that some malachos, by definition, are tachlis oriented, right? Like tzeda or makad patish. The Ran is going further. The Ran is saying that if there's a whole class of Melechos Shabbos, the whole class of Toldos, are by definition Tachlis oriented. So then Melechos Shabbos and Tzricha LeGufa totally undermines that Shem Melacha. In the same way that Tosus was suggesting on Ayin Gimel and Tosin Ksivus were suggesting that Davar Shein Miskavin undermines the definition of some specific Melechos. Okay. What's Reb Chaim's solution to the Amish problem? Okay, so before you get to two types of Davar Shein Miskavin, what's the Ptur of Mappas Mursa based on for the Rambam? According to Reb Chaim. Right, before you get to Psik Reish Lo Nichole, what's Psik Reish Lo Nichole built on? Right, which is? What's the Ptur? Which category of Shabbos? Malchus Machshavas, which is Davar Shein Miskavin. Right? So in contrast to Tosfos, who read the whole Ptur of Shmua as a function of Malchus Shein Tzricha L'gufa, Ad Kedei Kach, look at Tosfos later on, Kuf Gimel. What does Tosfos say from our Gemara? Tosfos on Kuf Gimel. How did Tosfos use our Gemara on Daf Gimel? Who saw Tosfos on Kuf Gimel? What's on Kuf Gimel? Why are we looking there? What's on Kuf Gimel? What's the Gemara there? What? A list of things that seem like they should be Aser. Why? Well, the Tosfos there on Kuf Gimel is discussing Psik Reisha, right? So Tosfos quoted the sheet of the Aruch. Read it for a second. Chan, you want to read that Tosfos? Lo tzricha da'ad b'ar d'chavre. So this is the chiddush of the Sefer Aruch that his mutter, and he has a couple of rayas from Gemara's here, right? The Gemara seems to say it's okay to do this on your friend's field. It's okay to water your friend's field. It's psik reisha, it's melacha Shabbos, it's lo nichale. Okay. Rebbe. Which is that Gemara and Ksuvus. Okay, so it's Psik Reish Lo Nichalai. That's the Aruch's argument, and you see it's Mutter. So Tosfos argues that can't be. And what's Tosfos' first Raya that Psik Reish Lo Nichalai has to be Aser? Mappis Mursa. So Tosfos invokes Mappas Mursa to show you that what? How is Mappas Mursa right that Psik Reish Lo Nichalai is Aser? Because you need the Tzar aspect also. Now, isn't this peculiar? Didn't Tosfos and Daf Gimel say that Mappas Mursa is really Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa?
In conjunction with
Tzara. In conjunction with Tzara? So why is it relevant to the proof against the Aruch as Psik Reish Lo Nichalai being Aser?
Well, that's not why that is from.
Isn't Psik Reish a subcategory of Davar Shein Miskavin?
Yeah, but we said you need in conjunction with Tzara. I mean, it wasn't just...
Right, so here we're saying that the Ptur of Mappas Mursa, the reason why Mappas Mursa is Aser is because of Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Aser Mijabana. Right? In conjunction with Tzara L'Gufa, it's Mutter. Tosfos is saying, from the fact that without Tzara L'Gufa, it's Aser, you see that Psik Reish Lo Nichalai is Aser.
First of all, it's not clear that there's some category of Psik Reish Lo Nichalai and Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa.
But Tosfos is asserting they are.
Fine. So honestly, the contradiction. I mean, he, as I was saying before. I mean, you have the first. Well, what was unclear there is that the Gemara itself is merging Tzara. But if you assume,
before Tzara, we'll see the Gemara and Kuf Zayin
That's his whole proof, though. His whole proof is that without tzar, it wouldn't be mutter.
But without tzar, it's machshen tzrich legufa, isn't it?
Right, but it wouldn't be mutter. Trying to disprove
with
our things about that being
mutter. Right.
It'd be usher.
But why is malacha shein tzricha legufa usher a proof that psik reisha d'lo nichal is usher?
Oh, because so you're saying that he's acquitting
them. Yeah, does that strike you as odd? But you have to say stronger than that. I mean, Tosfos here was clear that this case is a malacha. Is a, I mean, there are two concepts. There seem to be two concepts in Hilchos Shabbos. Davar sheinu miskaven and malacha shein tzricha legufa. And on Tuesday, we'll see how different those categories are. They seem to be different, right? The Gemara invokes them in different places. And in fact, if you saw the Gemara on Kuf Zayin, maybe Kuf Gimel, doesn't the Gemara say, the whole point is that Shmuel splits his psak, right? Shmuel paskins that Davar Sheinu Miskaven is mutter, even though Shmuel paskins that Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is chayiv. So clearly, Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa and Davar Sheinu Miskaven are different categories. Davar Sheinu Miskaven b'psik resha is aser. Psik resha lo nichale is a shayla whether it's aser or mutter. Tosus said that Daf Gimel is Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, and now Tosus on Kuf Gimel says, you see that Davar Sheinu Miskaven b'psik resha lo nichale is aser from the fact that Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is aser.
First of all, you're assuming consistency in Tosfos. And okay. Second of all, I mean, they're not necessarily including them. I mean, it could be that what's the mat here is Machachin Shrich Legufa. It also has to be that the fact, in terms of the facts of the case, it also happens to.
It's a coincidence.
Right. Meaning, it also happens to be Psikresh Dolo Nechalei. So, I mean, but that's exactly his point. I mean, Psikresh Dolo Nechalei can't be a mat here, because, right, if it was mat here, then you shouldn't need the Tara aspect. So, therefore, that's his proof to show that he's definitely not including them.
Right, but you have to be arguing that it's almost like coincidental that the case of Mapis Mursa is both Psik Resha Lo Nichale and Davar Sheinu Miskaven.
So I don't think it's coincidental. I mean, I'm still totally not clear on what the separation is between those categories. But like, I don't think it's so. If you just take the term, I don't think it's so coincidental. If you don't need something in the Gufo, it's also not meaning. Meaning, I don't think there's a fundamental connection, but it's not so crazy to think that it'd also be a case of secrecy.
Okay.
It was pointed, but I don't understand why you're assuming that he's acquitting them. Like, I think that's the point, that for whatever reason, I'm not saying spiritual legufa is a matir, secrecy of lonicha like isn't a matir. But they're not. He's not acquitting them. I think. I just don't see why you're saying he's acquitting them.
I mean, so you're saying that the case on Dav Gimel just happens to be both Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa and Davar Sheinu Miskaven B'Psik Reisha D'Lo Nichalei.
Yeah.
Coincidental.
Yeah, that's if you assume a consistency. That's what we
okay. don't even have to ask. Okay. Does everybody agree with Rachel?
Doesn't Tosfos say it's not Davar Sheinu Miskaven?
Where?
Isn't that when Tosfos answers about why you need Tsar and it's because of Psik Reisha and not just Davar Sheinu Miskaven? In this sort of, maybe I'm.
Where are you on Kuf Gimel? Tosos holds very interestingly. It's a little bit hinted to in Tosos and Daf Membeis, but it's also clear in Tosos the parallel Tosos and Yuma. Tosos holds that every malacha shein tzricha legufa is a davar shein miskaven b'psik reisha lo nichale. It's almost like by definition that's what it is. So there aren't two categories. By definition, every malacha shein tzricha legufa is davar shein miskaven b'psik reisha lo nichale. Now, what's interesting is that now Tosos is challenging the shita of the Aruch based off his on psik reisha lo nichale, based off his own understanding of the relationship between malacha shein tzricha legufa and psik reisha lo nichale. I mean, the Aruch might simply deny that every malacha shein tzricha legufa translates into psik reisha lo nichale. If you deny that assumption, then Daf Gimel is not relevant to the Aruch Shita. Right? So that's going to be very important. So coming back to the Rambam for a second, so Reb Chaim now wants to argue that the Rambam holds the Ptur here is not based off Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. The Ptur of Mapis Mursa is based off Davar Shein Miskaven. Okay. Davar Shein Miskaven is Mutter, as Rambam Paskins. So Lahotzi Meno Halecha, you don't have Kavana for Nisr. But isn't it a Psik Resha? Because every time you take out the Lecha, you're going to violate Makav Patish. So Reb Chaim says the Psik Resha Lo Nichale. Isn't a psik resha the lo nichle aser?
Not according to the Rambam.
That's Reb Chaim's crazy. That's Reb Chaim's remarkable chiddush. So based off this one psak of Mapis Mursa, so Reb Chaim wants to say that you see the Rambam has to hold that davar shein miskaven psik resha lo nichle is actually mutter l'chatchila on Shabbos. But how else could you justify the psak of Mapis Mursa? Okay, and we'll get into the mechanics of the Rambam, how the Rambam, how Reb Chaim deals with the Kol Torah Kula Davar Shein Miskaven issue in a second, and we'll deal with that on Tuesday. But isn't that a big chiddush? Because you have other plausible, I mean, the Magen Mishnahs or the Sefer Batim are very plausible interpretations of the Rambam. And Reb Chaim wants to go further and say that the Heter is really based off Davar Shein Miskaven Psik Resha Lo Nichle Mutter. The problem for that is we'll have to see, aren't there cases in the Rambam where the Rambam could have invoked Psik Resha Lo Nichle Mutter, and yet he doesn't? So it's hard to build this radical case based off one psak of the Rambam. Okay, who saw the Reb Chaim inside? It's very difficult to Reb Chaim to read it. Is that how you understood it? At the end of the day, the head there for the Rambam is based off Davar Shein Miskaven, Psik Resha Lo Nichle Mutter. So, I think we have, how many interpretations of the Rambam do we have now? We have Tosos. We have the Behag, with the critique of the Ireim. We have Magen Mishnah and maybe the Sefer Batim. Then we have Reb Chaim. So either, so that's, Tosos is saying that Tosos can't explain the Rambam, or it's something unique to the nature of Meleches Tzad and the Melacha of Mapis Mors and the Melacha of Makav Patish. Or it's a general issue about the role of Kavana when it comes to Melachos. That for many malachos, if you have a very strong kavana to the contrary, then you won't violate a malacha Shabbos. Or it's based off davar shein miskaven psik resha lo nichle mutter. And again, according to Tosos, it's based off malacha shein tzricha l'gufa plus tzar d'gufa or hazeka d'rabin. Okay, so next week we're going to pick up with more general just discussion of this Tosos. And what I just alluded to, Tostan Kuf Gimel, the relationship between Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa and Psik Resha Lo Nichle, Tostan's equation between those two concepts. Okay, what we're going to discuss is A, just there are certain cases in the Gemara, and that's what Reb Chaim has to deal with here also. The Gemara calls the case of Mapis Mursa a case of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Right, that's the Gemara later on, which is what motivated Tostan to say Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. So if Reb Chaim wants to explain the Rambam as saying Davar Shein Miskaven, so Reb Chaim has to explain that somehow the Gemara's talk of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa could be translated into the Rambam's talk of Davar Shein Miskaven. So there has to be some fluid transition between those concepts. Okay, so what's the relationship between Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa and Davar Shein Miskaven? And then we're also going to discuss a little bit what happens when Davar Shein Miskaven becomes a Psik Resha. Okay, and whether it makes sense to say that the Rambam holds, and how that relates to Psik Resha D'lo Nichale being Pater or being mutter or being aser, machlokas in Tosa and the Aruch, and whether it makes sense to say the Rambam aligns himself with the Aruch on that sugya. Okay, so that's what we're gonna do next week, and I'm gonna email out Makoros tonight, hopefully, definitely.